WGCH News Center Time, 7:33. Here's Tony Sabino.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Katie DeLuca, Director of P&Z, joins me on the line. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What were some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Some of you may recall 143 Sound Beach Avenue. It started off as a moderate income building, dwelling units. That was then withdrawn. Then it moved into an 830G application, which was quite contentious. This is many meetings ago, and that was finally denied by the Planning and Zoning Commission, citing public health and safety issues, mostly involving fire issues, fire safety. The commission did approve a settlement last night under the 830G application. It was 60 units. We were able to negotiate 34 units. Three of them will be moderate income, and one of them will be affordable per the state's definition of affordable housing. The applicant will, at their expense, be constructing a crosswalk over Sound Beach Avenue. So that is finally resolved.
So it was denied before it was approved?
Yes, it was denied, and then the applicant sued, and so then we were able to come up with a settlement instead of going to court, and the settlement was approved last night. Interestingly, there were one person spoke, and they spoke in favor, and that was the neighboring property, the tennis facility, and said that they were happy with the reduction in the units.
Okay.
And also that the driveway could be widened and that the safety was clearly going to be improved.
Okay. West Putnam Avenue, before you last night?
Yes, it was. It was converted to preliminary last week, which is a type of application that has no legal standing, so the commission can just give the applicant some guidance. Those were both closed, but there was no decision on those. So we will be doing that one of the subsequent meetings coming up, and then from there they will decide what they want to do, come back with a final, et cetera, and go from there. We also heard Greenwich Country Day School and their proposal to make improvements at the Stanwich School campus. That was left open. The commission's interested in the interplay between that campus and their Old Church Road campus, since there will be a lot of back and forth. The commission wants to understand a little bit more about how that's going to work. 74 Byram Terrace is another affordable housing application to convert in the existing unit to an affordable unit. That was approved. We had the Berkeley proposal at 475 Steamboat Road. They want to change one of the original conditions that said they couldn't use one of their second egress points, and they asked to change that to emergency only. They're concerned about the traffic from the Bruce Museum and also from the Eversource project, so they're being proactive and asking if they can use that second entrance on occasion. That was actually one of the most interesting points of the evening, because when the commission made the motion, it was a 3-2 vote, which means that the motion failed to carry. It was a de facto denial. They then took a second motion, and they were able to change one of the original conditions, which was that they come back after a year, tell us how it's all going, and then they changed that to come back in 3 months, and one of the nays managed to, under that change, go forward. So it ended up being a 4-1 vote in favor of allowing them to use that entrance.
Okay. You know, it's interesting, Katie, because it brings up a point, because a lot of people will call the Ask the First Selectman show and say, you know, P&Z seems to pass everything, but it's kind of a moving target, isn't it? I mean, it's always kind of negotiable. You will deny something, but if they make the changes that you can go and be comfortable with, right, you'll approve it, right?
Yes, it's extremely rare for the Planning and Zoning Commission to approve something that comes in the way it was. So if that makes, there's a lot of discussion, a lot of question, a lot of revision, a lot of time taken, obviously, with the hour that we get out of these things. So yes, most of the applications are approved, but none of them are approved really without considerable revision, and certainly 100% of them are subject to intense scrutiny.
Okay. What else from last last night.
And then the BEX 50 zone, which is in the top corner of the town, that was approved from executive office, quote-unquote, to allow for just more general office. And the commission also moved to a couple of architectural review committee members. One new member, Mr. Bolt, he was okayed, and then also Rhonda was up to her term was upped. So more of a procedural type of thing. And then our next meeting is on April 2nd. At that meeting, we'll be hearing the improvements to Greenwich Library, which I'm sure you've spoken about on your shows. And another application of interest is the synagogue. They're looking to change a condition regarding their preschool.
Okay. Let's see. A couple things. Greenwich Hospital.
Yes, Greenwich Hospital was approved. That was effectively changing their beds from shared rooms to only single rooms. So that was approved.
Okay, let's see. There's a One American Lane.
Yes, that was that BEX 50 business, the rezoning in the top of the of the town.
Gotcha. And then Greenwich Academy was supposed to be before you, but was not last night. What's going to happen next?
The reason that was not was that we were short a member, so there would have only been four members. So two of the members were absent last night, and the applicant said no, they want to have the full five members before the commission takes a vote. So that there was nothing to read into that other than just they didn't have the same people. So it most likely would be at the next meeting.
So that'll be April 2nd. Will be Greenwich Academy also.
Yes.
All right, good. Katie, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, fantastic. Efficient meeting, had some approvals, and worked some things through.
Yes.
Appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
And happy spring, by the way.
Oh, yes, soon. Quite.
Yes. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning for the town. P&Z met last night. Jim.
Thank you, Tony. WGCH News Center time is 7:39. We've got traffic and weather together coming next.